shirt and leave. Ken Laird, Ted Johnson on WEEI.
In trouble about Jason.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's got a super team. You know what I mean? Like, if I had a super team too, I would win too. You know?
I tell him the same thing. Like,
well, you got a super team now, coach.
If I go 5 for 20, like, we get blown out. H to the OV. I
used to. Oh, Joel Embiid, he got a super team now.
Pressure's on. Hey, Stiss, when was that audio? Do you know?
That was about a year ago.
About a year ago. He was saying if he had a super team, he'd win too. All right.
No excuses now, Joel.
That's it, brother.
You got to play a few more games than you're used to if you want to make that work there, Joel. 617-779-7937. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson. And on 93.7 WEEI. I want to play this real quick before we take some calls. And we see your calls there. Thank you. But this is WIP, our sister station in Philadelphia, breaking the news. Because let's all admit, this was a shock. I mean, we all knew that was...
You got something right. It was a Rich prediction that came true. Which almost as shocking as a texter points out that you're wearing a white shirt today. It's like...
Absolutely. And by the way, please don't mind the armpit sweat. I'm already regretting wearing this shirt. That's why I wear dark shirts, man. I got a little bit of the boot sweats. All right, so let's play this. This is WIP, who, if I'm working at that station, I hear this too. I don't even know how I'd react, but let's hear how they reacted when they got the news live. Let's go.
Well, we've been waiting for, 20-something days now, and it is official, according to Shams. LeBron James has chosen his next team, and he is signing with the Philadelphia 76ers on a two-year, $8 million deal with a player option. LeBron James is coming to the Philadelphia 76ers. Holy crap!
Do you know how hard it is going to be to get tickets to the games now?
Well, he's right. That's the least thing... I mean, God, they're going to win a title for the first time in, what is it, 50 years?
Yeah, they're not winning a title.
They are going to win a title. Are you kidding?
The regular season title. They'll, you know, if they're all healthy and they play a lot in the regular season, they'll win a lot of games.
But the mid-season tournament. They'll win the mid-season tournament. That's what they'll win.
Yeah. I mean,
you have.
And there's teams that have a lot of talent that aren't really teams. And there's teams that don't have as much talent but are really good teams.
I get that, but this team has four players that need a super team to win. LeBron at this age needs one to win. Jaylen Brown, we saw this year, he couldn't do it himself. Obviously, Embiid doesn't play enough that he can get it done. And, you know, I think Maxey's pretty good, but he this supporting cast, he's going to roll with this team.
Yeah. Hey guys, quickly, that for whatever reason, my computer cut that off halfway. Can I play the final half for you real quick?
Yeah. No, of course. Hell yeah. Let's hear it.
Do you know how hard it is going to be to get tickets to the games now? This is bananas. Every night is going to be like a movie.
And I think this is one of the greatest days in Philadelphia sports history. He chose the Sixers. There aren't many days like this in the history of Philadelphia sports where players of this caliber choose to come here. Terrence in Springfield reacting with us. Terrence, good morning.
We got LeBron.
We got LeBron.
They got him.
Okay. I mean, how can you not be that? I can see him being like that, man.
If he had come here, it would be the same reaction.
This is going to go, this super team, like the Philadelphia Eagles, when they put their super team together. Didn't they have a super team they put together that blew up pretty good?
Did you do not today, Donovan? Or what was it?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. Not today, Donovan. That's right. Super teams, they look good on paper. That's all I'm saying, Rich, is that, but they, a lot of times, they don't work out.
I couldn't agree with you more. I actually, like, during the break, was trying to rack my brain on super teams that have looked so good and then completely collapsed. And I've got, like, a list of them here. But before we get to that, let's go to AJ in Framingham on line one. AJ, what is going on, my man?
Man, LeBron is a Sixer, okay? Let me just explain something to you. If the Celtics have a year that we have targets on our back, on people's back to go after. JT, there should be a fire burning under Tatum. And let me tell you why. The Knicks, we have the Sixers, and then we go back to the finals and we, bro, I'm telling you, if there's one year that Tatum can prove that he's an MVP caliber player, it is this year. Everything is set. The stage is set for him to show who he is. And second of all, all I have to say, let's look at the Brooklyn Nets. Okay, let's take a step back. You know, on paper, a lot of teams look good. Let's see how this team looks.
Yep. You know what? The Brooklyn Nets were one of the teams. Great call,
with
by the way.
KD.
The one with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden. Bust.
That's right. That's a great comp.
Yep, swept in round one in the 21-22 season. I mentioned the Los Angeles Lakers that had Kobe Bryant, Dwight Howard, and Steve Nash. Paul Gasol, Meta World Peace. Dude, that is a super team. Swept in the first round when they first got together. You could take a look at
let's look at Tatum's supporting cast. It's Ugo, Ron Harper Jr., and whoever else Brad thinks likes Tatum enough to make the starting five.
It's true. Yeah, and AJ was right, though. That's the perfect recipe to shine in the MVP voting. Like, because when it looks like you're the guy and you kind of stand alone on a team and there's not, like, a bunch of megastars around you, that's when people notice how well your team is playing. Mm-hmm. So he's right about the MVP thing, but who gives a rat's ass about MVP
if they don't
go far in the playoffs?
Don't discredit Peyton Pritchard and Derek White. They're, you know, nobody is giving – Peyton Pritchard,
he's the next Brunson, I think.
Dude, he's okay. Settle down. All right. I'm not going that far. When I bring up Peyton Pritchard, am I going to get Brunson thrown in my face every time?
Pretty much.
I'm just telling you, the kid is better than you think, and he's going to make up for the JB loss more than people realize, but he's not Brunson. Okay. Let's not get carried away.
I mean, he's basically, that equals, they got Anfernee Simons on the Sixers bench. Your six man is good. Their six man is good. Fine. But when you compare these starting fives and you got Paul George, I mean, Tatum is great, but he does not have the supporting cast. And it's not going to be Tatum's fault that if they lose this year, right? I mean, it would be a miracle if they do win.
But to the caller's point, I do feel there's a great opportunity for Tatum to kind of, I don't know, put his stamp on. I know he's coming off of an injury, but JB's gone. The East feels more loaded than it's ever been. You basically, you know, maybe got rid of the guy you've always wanted to get rid of. Now it's your team. So what can you do now with that? I think this is an opportunity for JT to kind of just, you know, actually take this next step.
They've lowered expectations. You're right about that.
When's the best MVP season he's ever had? Has he ever been in the top three of MVP votes ever?
Tatum?
Yeah.
Probably 2 years ago.
I'm not sure. So this is a time for him to do that, because the East is actually, if you remember this time last year, the East looked like it sucked. Mm-hmm. Not now.
No, not now.
You know what this feels like? Do you guys remember when the Red Sox got Carl Crawford and Adrian Gonzalez, and the Boston Herald had that famous front cover that said "Greatest Team Ever"?
Greatest team ever. Yeah.
Aren't you feeling that a little bit with these Sixers?
I think there actually might be the greatest team the Phillies ever assembled.
All right,
it might be.
It could be. Listen, for Philly, absolutely, and I don't blame them for freaking out, because there's at least, well, first of all, the games are going to be amazing to watch, and we'll get a little bit more into what this means for the Celtics if the Sixers do well, because
I think it's the most compelling team to watch. It really is.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Ted. I couldn't agree more. And as a Celtics fan, seeing how Jaylen Brown fits in all of this, Oh, this is going to be good. The East is going to be amazing this year. It really
is. Tatum was fourth place at the MVP twice, 2024-25, and also 2022-23. So never higher than fourth.
It's time to get going here.
Top two?
Let's go. Let's go.
Yep. Let's do it.
Absolutely. All right, 617-779-7937. Let's take a break from LeBron, because camp started today down there at Gillette Stadium, and a couple surprises. Christian Gonzalez. Man, it looks like maybe, just maybe, there's some hope on the horizon that this guy might be sticking around and the Patriots aren't going to cheap out. I'll get Ted your thoughts on that. Want to see what you thought of how everything went today. And we'll take your calls as well. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.